Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Violence threat shifts to state capitals.
Calling on participants to come armed.
D.C. attack investigation.
Two Capitol Police officers have been suspended. Others are being investigated.
California's staggering COVID toll.
It's been 4 weeks of getting crushed.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, new threats have emerged following last week's attack at the U.S. Capitol. The FBI warns armed protests are in the works for all 50 states before President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
The FBI is warning law enforcement nationwide. Groups are calling on, quote unquote, the storming of federal, state, and local courthouses in all 50 states if the president is removed from office. The groups are calling on participants to come armed. There's also some nonspecific reports about threats being made on President-elect Joe Biden, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi.
And two U.S. Capitol Police officers have been suspended for their actions during the assault, as we hear from CBS's Jeff Pagaz.
One was seen on camera taking selfies with a rioter. The other one in a MAGA hat leading the mob through the halls. And there were at least 10 active ongoing investigations into Capitol Police actions.
And the acting director of Homeland Security, Chad Wolf, has resigned. CBS News national security analyst Fran Townsend.
The resignation of the Homeland Security Secretary 9 days before a national security special event is both disgraceful and irresponsible. I think he just doesn't want to be responsible for inauguration security after the debacle last week.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi intends to push ahead with impeachment tomorrow if Vice President Pence doesn't act to invoke the 25th Amendment in a bid to remove the president. CBS's Nancy Cordes on Capitol Hill.
House Democrats will try to up the pressure on the vice president today, passing a resolution calling on him and the cabinet to
declare President Donald J. Trump incapable of executing the duties of his office.
The vote to impeach will likely come tomorrow, and the leaders of that push are already getting explicit threats.
You're out of your mind. You haven't seen anything yet.
The impeachment resolution argues President Trump gravely endangered the security of the United States last week. Ted Lieu is one of the resolution's authors.
He incited a mob that attacked the Capitol, resulting in numerous deaths.
GOP leader Kevin McCarthy argued against impeachment in favor of something less severe, such as censure.
CBS's Cammy McCormick has the latest on the chill between President Trump and Vice President Pence.
CBS News has learned that until yesterday, President Trump had shown little concern for the safety of the vice president. Last night in the Oval Office, they spoke for the first time since Wednesday's attacks. Pence is being urged to show there can be a smooth transfer of power, and some options include meeting with Vice President-elect Kamala Harris and the Bidens on Inauguration Day.
New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick says he will not accept the Presidential Medal of Freedom because of, as he puts it, the tragic events of last week. Not a California where the COVID death toll now tops 30,000. 10,000 of those fatalities in the past month, and that state is joining the increasing list of those setting up large sites for vaccinations. A spot at Disneyland will be one of them. Here's CBS's David Begno.
From San Diego to Miami, San Antonio to Phoenix, there are mass vaccination sites coming online in cities around the country. Arizona officials say nearly 44,000 people have made appointments at their new 24-hour site at State Farm Stadium. In New York City, there are five 24-hour mass vaccination sites that are now up and running.
I didn't think we were going to get it this soon, and so I'm just really grateful to feel like I'm getting my life back.
To Los Angeles County now, where supply is also an issue. They were promised 1.8 million doses of vaccine, but they only got 271,000, according to County Supervisor Hilda Solis.
We're barely getting our fair share now. We need to really ramp that up.
And eight gorillas at the San Diego Zoo have tested positive for the virus. It's believed they got it from a member of the park's wildlife care team. College football has crowned a national champion. Fans of the Alabama Crimson Tide doing the celebrating after a 54-24 dismantling of Ohio State. Alabama coach Nick Saban.
To go undefeated, win 11 SEC games, and win the national championship, I can't tell you how proud I am of that.
Heisman Trophy winner Devontae Smith led the way, scoring three touchdowns. Alabama quarterback Mac Jones suggested they're the best college team ever to play. A judge has halted what was to be the federal government's first execution of a female inmate in nearly seven decades, saying her mental fitness needs to be evaluated. Lisa Montgomery murdered a Missouri mother-to-be, taking the baby from her womb and passing off the newborn as her own in 2004. In Florida, 54-year-old Hillsborough County Sheriff's Corporal Brian Levine was about to enter a new chapter in life. But Sheriff Chad Cronister says he died yesterday when a fleeing suspect crashed into the driver's side of his cruiser.
He had one more shift before his retirement. We have met with the family. You can only imagine the pain that they're going through being one shift away from retirement.
Overseas, Indonesian Navy divers have retrieved a black box from the jetliner that crashed last weekend. It's the aircraft's flight data recorder. All 62 people on board died when the plane plunged into the Java Sea. Well, this morning we pay tribute to a CBS sitcom that changed everything in the TV world.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
50 years ago today.
Songs that made the hit parade.
An unlikely situation comedy debuted.
Those were the days.
Nothing like it had ever been seen before. Its main character was Archie Bunker, a blue-collar worker who seemed to have issues with virtually every minority group and every liberal point of view.
In the Bible, it says God made man his own image. He made women after, from a rib, a sheep a cut.
TV critic Howard Rosenberg.
All in the Family was the ultimate oxymoron. It was a show about a likable bigot, a lovable racist.
A situation comedy allowed Americans to look at their very different points of view. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
It seems someone abused a member of the animal kingdom to make a political statement.
Florida state and federal wildlife authorities are investigating reports of a manatee found with the word Trump scraped on its back. The sea cow discovered in a river in west central Florida. Harassing a manatee is a federal crime. It carries a $50,000 fine and up to a year in prison under the Endangered Species Act. There is a $5,000 reward for information leading to a conviction. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
In just a few weeks, more people will be able to catch the wave. The wave is a popular hike along a colorful rock formation near the Utah-Arizona border. Come next month, 64 people a day will be allowed, up from the limit of 20 that's been in place for the past 20 years. Conservation groups say it's a mistake that will do harm to the fragile desert landscape. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.